Sagt der Heilige Mishnah Masechtas Trumas Perik Tes Mishnah Zayin Hamenakesh Im Oved Kechav. Here we have a Yid who was hired by the owner of the field in Oved Kechavim to weed out the bad grasses. And what's planted on these fields? They're working b'chasiyos, with a field that chasiyos are growing. What is chasiyos? It's a general term for things like onions, barley, leek, different things that are ein zari kala, that the original plant does not decompose. Zakta Mishnah, afal b'shapirois of tevel, even though the peirois that the Oved Kechavim clearly planted here our tevel, we don't think he took off maisres. So what the Yid is working with over here is gedulei tevel. Tevel was planted, and now it grew up again, but it's ein zari kala. You told me if it's ein zari kala, the gedulei tevel keep the same mitzvah they had before you planted. And if they were red light before you planted, meaning it was already finished, and therefore you couldn't eat an achilas aroi, so l'chayri you should not be able to eat achilas aroi here either. But in this case, where the field belongs to an Oved Kechavim, the din is Oichel Mehem Aroi. The Yisrael could eat in a temporary fashion. The Chacham were Mekel over here. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Shesilei Truma Shenitmu. Shesilim are young plants, but the plants are royally Achil. Like cabbage, for example. I took it out of the ground. I said, this should be Truma, and then it became Tamei. What do I do now? If Shesol, and he replanted it, and it becomes connected to the ground again. In other words, the juices are flowing, it's mechubal akarka. What happens is, taharu milatame. It's tar from being metame things. Once it becomes connected to the ground, it loses the shem oichel. It's not called food. So memela, the tuma, goes off. But, vasurin milech, we are still not going to let the kayan eat it. It's a special mila for truma. He has to cut off from these shesilim all the parts that are royally achil. What's going to grow afterwards is going to be mutar biachil. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do it twice. The shesilim are asa biachila, atche yogim viyishna. You cut off what's royally achila. What grows afterwards, cut it off again. And what grows after that is mutar biachila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Batzak tabat tenura, the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, a couple of things over here. There's bechlala machloikis if a field that belongs to an Oved Kechavim is mechuyev and trumas yimaisres. Our Tana holds it is. Because if it wasn't, what's there to talk about? Then it could eat not just achilas aray. It's not tevel. But our Tana holds even if the field belongs to an Oved Kechavim, what grows is tevel until you separate trumas yimaisres. Still, we're not 100% sure that things are usy here. Because some hold that the red light, meaning that you can't eat achilas saroi, only goes into effect when you finish it off. And here it's the Oved Kechavim that finished it off. So some hold if the Oved Kechavim finished it off, it never gets the full chiyuv of trumas yimaisres. Some say he's still mechuyev midrabbanan, but akleponim, for this year that's working on the field, we say, you know what? Even if you're working with things that are ein zarei kala, so what grows should have the same din as what you plant, but lemaisa, we're going to be mekel for this year and say you could continue to eat achilas saroi. There are many different reasons why. One reason is we're assuming that it was the Oved Kechavim who finished it off, and could be some hold that midraisa there's no real chiyuv trumas yimaisres that sets in. In other words, because the Oved Kechavim is the one who finished it, he did the gemar malacha, the red light never set in midraisa. Anyway, in this case, we're going to be mekel for the yid, even though normally there may have been an issa d'rabbanan. Then the Mishnah dealt with something else. I have young truma plants like cabbage that you could eat as soon as you take it off, as soon as you disconnect it. So he takes it out of the ground, he turns it into truma, he says this should be truma, and then it becomes tame. If he replants it, it becomes tohar from being metama other things. We still, or this is an extra mila that we did in regard to truma, we still won't want the kayan to eat it. It's an extra mila for truma, because once you replant it, it becomes tohar again. But still the Rabbanan said, no, I don't want the kayan to eat it yet. First, take off the edible parts. What grows afterwards out of the shayrish that you could eat? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, cut that as well. Cut off the edible parts. Wait for the next edible parts to grow. Cut that off. Only after you cut twice what grows afterwards is going to be mutter for the kain. Okay, one more thing. If you want, you could go on to the next Mishnah, but Bar Tanura asks this question. The end of the day. So if I take Truma Tameh, if I'm a kain and I take Truma Tameh and I plant it, it comes out tar, right? Correct. So I can't eat it, but it comes out tar. Now, why did Chazal Bechlal make a gzer? That if you plant Truma, what comes out is Truma. Minatari, when you plant Truma, what comes back up is not Truma. Oh, we were scared if a kain has Truma Tameya is going to save it till the planting season to plant it. And then it's Chulin, he can sell it for Chulin. We're scared he was going to hold on to the Truma Tameya. Eventually someone's going to come to eat it. Well, don't I have the same problem now? If I have Truma Tameya and I'm a kain, maybe I'll hold on to it so I can plant it. It'll come out Truma Tahira. Zakta Bat Tanur, I think we mentioned this before. You have to know, and this is how Chazal assess, with their gzeiros, they assess how a human being thinks, besides for the things that go into gzeiros that we'll never understand. If I have Truma Tameya and I can turn that into chulin, it's worth holding on to it and planting it. If I have Truma Tameya and I can turn that into Truma Tahira by planting it, it's not worth it. Because the Truma Tameya I could use, I can use it for fire fuel. Truma Tahira I could eat. To be able to eat it, that's not worth holding on to it and planting it. So I'm not scared that by saying, if you plant the Truma Tameya and it comes out Tahira, people are going to hold on to it to plant it. But to say that it's Mutar B'Achila after you, planted. Ah, here I am concerned that the kaihanim are going to hold on to it, and the longer it lays on the kayan shelf, the greater the chance someone's going to eat it.